Blog Talk Radio.
Power down.
I need
you
now.
Oh God, I need your healing power.
ever done for me. When I look at the works of your hands, I could count it, count it until I lost my head. I must say, you are great and mighty. You are great and mighty. Yeah.
you just talk to the Lord and let him know that you need him.
Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. We welcome each and every one of you this morning. In the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God, the Lord of Lords. He is the Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Begin to praise him wherever you are. Hallelujah. Let's praise him. Father, we thank you. We bless you, O God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name, O God. Hallelujah. Your name, O God, is above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. We thank you, Lord, for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And, Lord, we ask you for your mercy. Your mercies are new every morning, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, Almighty God. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory, O God. Your word says, if we regard iniquity in our hearts, you will not hear our prayers. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, search us, O God. Know our hearts, O God. If there's anything that is not of you, O God, remove it, O God, from in our hearts, O God. We surrender totally and completely to you, O God, uproot things in our lives that does not bring glory and honor to your name, O God. Uproot things that is hindering our lives with you, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, we pray for mercy. We come boldly to the throne of grace, O God. In the name of Jesus, we repent of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, mercy for our children. In the name of Jesus. Mercy for our spouses. In the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto each and every one of us this morning. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, be merciful, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, we repent. We are sorry for all that we've done. That's not pleasing to you. We pray for your mercy. Lord, let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us, O God. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every step in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, God, the blood, the blood. Oria masanderia koreanisim. The blood, the blood. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the holy blood. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Oria masteria koromase, oria kaya steria koromase, oria koromase geromase, geromase teria seseromase sanderia ko, oria masteria koromase, oria masteria koromase teria koromase. Hallelujah, oria masteria koromase teria koromase. Hallelujah, romose teria koromase, oria masteria koromase teria. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the blood. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. your name. Take away the heart of stone and give us your heart of flesh in the name of Jesus. And Lord, you get the glory. And Lord, you get the honor. And Lord, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Lord, we adore you. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we exalt your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That sink my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, oh, hover over every area of our lives. Hover over our lives, our children, our grandchildren, our spouses, those that are connected to us. Let your light shine. Let healing begin. Make us whole. Jesus Christ, oh God, we make us whole, oh God. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. In the name of Jesus. We drink from your fountain in the name of Jesus. Father God, fill us up to an overflow in the name of Jesus. Let your light shine. Jesus, you are the light of the world. Hallelujah. You are the glory. You are the lifter of our heads in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, when the enemy comes against us like a flood, you lift up a standard. Your precious blood, your redeeming blood in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you. Father God, I pray to those that are here this morning, those that will listen at another time. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, that you answer each and every one request according to your will and your plan and purpose, oh God. Father God, the church is in a deplorable state, oh God. But Father God, let the mind of Christ be in us. Help us, oh God, to walk like you want us to walk, to live as you want us to live, to do what is pleasing in your sight, oh God. Father God, we've done things our way and not your way. And because we do things your way, our way, Lord, there are times because of that we have fallen into sin. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you. We bless your name. Oh, we glorify you. Father, we magnify you. Every home, let your light shine. Oh, in every situation, let your light shine. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. Welcome, my brothers and sisters, in the name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer.
Conference recording started.
I am Apostle Marco Braboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It is so good to be in the presence of the Lord. In the presence of the Lord, there is, hallelujah, fullness of joy. So as we come this morning, we have prayed, Lord, empty me of me. Empty me of my selfishness. Empty me of things that are hindering my relationship with God. Hindering my relationship with God. Empty me of those things. Uproot those things from in my life, oh God. I want to live a life that is pleasing to you, oh God. My heart desire is to do what is right in your sight. It is not about me. It is about you. So, Father, this morning, we pray, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in us as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Ephesians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the Jesus, grace be to you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before him in love, having predestinated us under the adoption of children of by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he has abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession, under the praise of his glory, wherein I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto us the spirit of wisdom, his spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Hallelujah. That the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us ward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, and he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. In the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but in the world which is to come. He hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. What I want you to look at is heavenly places. I read the whole thing because sometimes you have to read more times. You just can't just come up with scriptures. It's always good to read the whole thing. And the Lord is looking at this morning. He's saying heavenly places. Verse 3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Heavenly places. Then again, we go to verse 20. He says, which he wrought in Christ, and he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. So get blessings in the heavenly places, hallelujah, that is the already blessings in the heaven. What does it mean? So get blessings in the heavenly places, hallelujah. He's already blessed us, but we have to receive those blessings in heavenly places. It's there. It's there for you. It's there for us. But how do we come into those blessings in the heavenly places? We have to be seated with Christ in heavenly places. What does it mean, Apostle? It's Jesus, the mindset. That's why we have to, when we read Ephesians, we always look at the wisdom and revelation of knowledge of knowing him. Because when we do not have that knowledge and that to know him, we can pray all day. If we don't have that desire and that intimacy to want to know Christ, hallelujah, things are not happening as we would want it to happen. So let the mind of Christ be in us. We pray it, we say it, but we have to what? Believe to receive, as Jesus said, hallelujah, Father, I pray. I'm saying this prayer because of your children when he stood to Lazarus' grave, so that they may believe that you sent me, hallelujah. And when he called out to Lazarus, Lazarus come, when light come, darkness disappear, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. That light is in heavenly places. Your gifts and your blessings are in heavenly places. But you have to be seated in heavenly places. Not seated to receive in heavenly places. Seated to receive, not to hold, but to receive to be a blessing. Hallelujah. Receive the word. Hallelujah. When you receive the word of God, for the Spirit of God over. Hallelujah. Keep the word of God. The word of God is fruitful and multiplication. Hallelujah. The word of God is dominion and authority. You are sitting with Christ in heavenly places. Do you believe it? Do you receive it? How can you believe? How can you receive when you do believe? Arise and shine, for the light has come, for the glory of God is risen upon us. Are we talking about arising in the physical? No, arising in the spiritual. We want to stay in that mindset until we can move from the natural to the supernatural. We will not receive the blessings and the promises of God. When you keep pulling on the natural and you expect the natural to bless the supernatural, that's not what it is. Then supernatural, hallelujah, we serve a supernatural God. We serve the creator, the CEO of the universe. Do you know him? Hallelujah. He is the creator. When I think about God, I stand amazed at him. Hallelujah. How do we look at God? God bless you. Do you know how do we look at him? He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. He's the beginning. He's the end. He's the Rose of Sharon. He's the Lily of the Valley. He's the bright and morning Abba Father, hallelujah. He is the CEO of the universe. The breath that you breathe is his. When he opens the door, no man can shut it. And when he shuts the door, no man can open it. Hallelujah. That's the God we serve. That is Abba Father who art in heaven. Hallelujah. Yekuriya Master. Are you sitting with him in heavenly places? Lord, do not let people pull you down. Hallelujah. The Lord spoke to me. Said, no, 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 no. Do not let people put you down, pull you down into natural places. You are my son. You are my daughter. But people's reactions will take you from that most heavenly places that you're sitting with Christ Jesus, and you will start walking by the flesh and not the spirit. When you start walking by the flesh, you start going through anxiety in the name of Jesus. You want this, you want that. You start moving, and that is the spirit of fear. Fear is not in heavenly places. It's only faith in heavenly places. And you can only get the heavenly places if your mind is moved from the natural to the, if you have the mind of Christ, if you truly believe in the name of Jesus, do you believe? Do you believe, truly believe in Jesus Christ? Do you believe in that he died on the cross to save us, to redeem us? Do you believe that he can heal, that he can deliver, that he can set free? Do you believe he is Jehovah Jireh, provide according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus? Do you believe, love? Do you love him? If you love him, you will love your neighbors as you love yourself. Do you love him? Oh, you got to ask yourself those questions. You cannot sit in heavenly places with Christ when you have the love for others. You don't have love for your brothers. You don't have love for your sisters. You don't have love for your friends. You pretend that you love, but you're not love. You don't love them because of what you say, because of what you think, because of how you act. Oh, no, that's not love. Hallelujah. You love. Is it not heavenly places? 1 Corinthians 13 talks about love. Faith, hope, and charity. Charity is love, but the greatest of these is love. Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. That's the first. Do you love even God with all your heart? Do we love him with all our soul? Do we love him with all our mind? Do we love him to be at that dimension that we're sitting with him in heavenly places? That means we do not have to pull on the natural. We pull on the supernatural. We don't need our flesh to do stuff. We need to walk by his spirit because we need to be every cell in our body needs to be infused, our spiritual body, with the love, perfect love, cast away fear. There's no anxiety. When you start getting anxious, hallelujah, then you do not have that trust. And thank you, God. Do let, when you're sitting in heavenly places, the Lord said, do not let no one take you from heavenly places and bring you down to the natural. I am Abba. I am your Father. I am your God. Do not ever let no man, no woman, nobody take you from North Heaven. And they don't want to, because sometimes we don't understand, because we don't want to. Hallelujah. In the excellence of thy greatness, Lord. In the excellency of thy greatness, release your wrath. In the name of Jesus, upon the enemies of your children. In the name of Jesus, let your righteous judgment fall in thy excellency. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that we will continue, those of us who Sometimes when we, it depends on what we hear, we pull down. But Lord, that we will sit in heavenly places and receive from you, Jesus. We thank you for the gifts and the talents. Your gifts and your talents will make room for you. The gifts that come from you that we receive in heavenly places will make room for us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree, declare that we have a head and not the tail. We decree and declare that we are above our mind, our thoughts, our intellect, and not beneath. Oh, Father God, we are lenders and not borrowers, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we are not beggars. You are above, Father. You are the King of Kings. The world is yours and the fullness thereof, oh God. So, Father, we look to you, only you, the author and our finisher of our faith. We believe and trust in you. Not man, but you, oh God. Man cannot even trust in himself. We can't even trust in ourselves. The breath we breathe is yours. If you take it away, we finish. When you move your eyes from us, we finish. But sometimes we walk in that pride and haughtiness. Lord, forgive us. Give us your spirit of humility. Teach us to walk by faith. Oh, Father God, let us have that willingness to know you more and more and to understand you more and more. Not only know your acts, but know your ways. Come into intimacy with you. Oh, Father God, we cancel every work of the enemy, seen and unseen, known and unknown, to have come against your plans and purpose for our lives. In the name of Jesus, we come against ancient of darkness. In the name of Jesus, and the evil satanic altar, oh God, that have been raised up against us, oh God. We destroy those also altars. Not by might of power, but by the spirit of the living God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we bind the strong remaining those altars that have come against the purpose of God for our lives. In the name of Jesus, Father God, let your holy angels to destroy every altar, oh God, satanic altar. Oh, God, that raise the incantation against us, against our children and grandchildren, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we cancel every work of darkness against our children, against our grandchildren, against our spouses, against our nieces and our nephews, against this ministry. In the name of Jesus, we are sitting with Christ in heavenly places. We tap into those heavenly blessings, tangible heavenly blessings, not for our own purposes, for your will to be done in the name of Jesus, for your kingdom come, for your will to be done. Lord, we thank you for strength. Thank you for your strength is made perfect in our weakness, oh God. Thank you, Father God, for your strength. Thank you for the joy of the Lord is our strength. Father God, we thank you that we're in the 12th year. We are hallelujah of this ministry, oh God. In the name of Jesus, diligently, oh God, you have kept us and you keep keeping us, oh God. It is only through you. You wake us up every morning. In the name of Jesus, Father God, you wake us up in the middle of the night. You already are master. You said pray for this. Pray for that person. Pray for that. Do this. Do that, Lord. Hallelujah. We're not saying we're perfect, but we ask you to perfect our prayers, perfect our lives in Christ Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for these 12 years, oh God, that when we started this ministry 12 years ago, you started it. I'm just an overseer. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you have shifted this ministry in the name of Jesus. I can see the signs of your shifting. And I thank you, Lord, for shifting, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for these 12 years, what we've been through up and down. But, Lord, I see tangibility. I see the tangible blessings in the name of Jesus. I see what you've birthed, oh God, through this ministry, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Many men, I see it because their spiritual eyes are closed, oh God. But I see it. I sit with you in heavenly places. I see what you've done. I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing, what you are taking us through. But Father God, many are here and don't believe. But Lord, help our unbelief in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the heavenly places that we're sitting in. Thank you because in that heavenly places, hallelujah, the light of Jesus Christ shines. The light of Jesus Christ makes us whole. Thank you, Lord, for the mind of Christ in us. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for making the crooked places straight. Thank you, Lord, for making a way where there seems to be no way. Thank you, Lord, for providing for us according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the radio station. We've been doing this station for the past 11 years. We have ministered. Was birthed 12 years ago and the radio station a year later. Thank you, Lord, for the consistency in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for always providing. Thank you, Lord, for the prayer line in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the mothers in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for Mariama running this prayer line in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the members that have been with us for our Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Oh, God, we bless your name. We give you glory. We magnify your name, oh, God. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, oh, Mother Brooks, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Who was with us, oh God, who in the beginning we thank you, Father God, for Fatmata, hallelujah, and she's still hanging on, hallelujah, we thank you, bless her in a special way, hallelujah, as I look over the anniversary, I thank you for Pastor Young, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Mariama, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Allison, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for all the members, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Olematu, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I thank you for Aminata, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Mother Somerville, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for Mariama, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for Mary Ann, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for Adilatu, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for Crystal. Thank you for Farida. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for Apostle Boyu, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, where would we go? Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the birthing, oh God, in of the magazine, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the birthing of the children's books, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the birthing of the music, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for taking us from glory to glory. Thank you, Lord, for divine elevation, divine acceleration. Thank you for the teachers that you have brought into our lives, into my life, oh God. Thank you for the teaching. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Jesus, thank you for the Holy Ghost. We bless you. We thank you, Jesus, for your saving grace. Thank you for Reverend Williams in the name of Jesus. Thank you for Apostle Cynthia in the name of Jesus. Thank you for Apostle Dawn in the name of Jesus. Thank you for Apostle Tawana in the name of Jesus. Thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for Bishop Alexander. Thank you, oh God, for Apostle Ray in the name of Jesus. Thank you, O Lord, for Apostle Mary, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you. We bless you, O God. Hallelujah. Somebody pray for me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for those who raise up their voices and pray for us. Thank you, Lord, for your holy angels being with us 24/7. Thank you, Lord, for your purpose and your will be done. Thank you for our children. Thank you for breakthrough in this ministry, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that my son would have been dead. But, Lord, you stepped in. Thank you, oh God, for saving him. Thank you, oh God, yet courier my son, Teriako. Thank you, Lord, for releasing him, oh, out of prison, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for the new beginnings in his life. Thank you, Lord, for Tina and Monica and her husband. Thank you, Lord, for the great things you're doing in their lives. We bless your name. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, O God. We say thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. We bless your name, O God. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we tap into unlimited blessings in your heavenly places. Let your spirit rest upon each and every one of us. Arise and shine, for the light has come, for the glory of God is risen upon us. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful, marvelous, supernaturally blessed day. In Jesus' name. Amen.